There's a pasuk in Tillim, Kapitel Kuf Gimel, which is more in Shabbos, talking about Kabbalah Torah, makes a drasha on that. Pasuk is Baruch Hashem Malach Hashem. The Malachim should be Baruch Hashem. The Malachim, which they are Gibarei Koyach, Oisei Devaroi Lishma B'Kol Devar. The Malachim, which are Gibarei Koyach, and they do Hashem's word. To be Shemei and be called the Boro, those Malachim should be Mavorach Hashem. So the pasuk says, Mavorach Hashem called Savoah, Mashor Savoah, the Mashorsim should be Mavorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call upon the whole Bria, the Malachim, the Bria, to be Mavorach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the pasuk. So the Mora says, Mashor Shikdimah Yisrael Nasil and Yishma. So the came out of Baskel and said, Migila Rozel Lebonai. Who taught them this secret that they should be used the roz which the malachim are mishtamish by, that they're makdim nasil and ishma, like the pasuk says that you do the siya before the before the shmiya, like it says baruch hashem malachav gibarik oisei devaroi lishmaya b'kol devaroi, that there's a nakuda of asiya before shmiya, that. So, and that the Gemara refers to that as a roz elabonai. That's the Gemara, which was immediately after the Gemara, which says when the Klai Yisrael said Sanasa Benishma came down, the there was the Malachim, and each member of Klai Yisrael was given two crowns, a crown for Nasa and a crown for Nishma. And the flow of the Gemara is Pasha says Mashma, the elements which was extraordinary that they deserve the crown for Nas and a crown for Nishma is this cheshvan of the Gemara of Gibarei Koyach Oisei Devaroi Lishma B'Kol Devaroi. Shalos, what is this extraordinary midah of Gibarei Koyach Oisei Devaroi Lishma B'Kol Devaroi? So there are many different mahalchim. Beis Halevi talks about the idea that there's an element of there's both are talking about the limit of Torah. There's a limit of Torah for the purpose of Asiya. There's a limit of Torah for the purpose of Shemiyah, to understand the Torah, and not in conjunction with just a hekatim to how to know how to do it. The two elements of Lima Tara revolve one place, talks about the union of the kudah of doing it lishma. But it's interesting that the Mesil Seshorim in the Mida of Zerizus, Kol Shadar Rechiza Godel Tzarcha Odom Lischazek, and the Perek Vav, Kol Shadar Rechiza Godel Tzarcha Odom Lischazek, person has to make a tremendous amount of effort to overcome liskaber bezrizus lasses a mitzvah. The mitzvah is bezrizus. Bashlicha me olav kaved ha'atzla hamakevus al yodai. To throw off this heavy weight of atzlus which prevents a person from doing the mitzvahs. V'sirash ha'malochim nishtabchu b'midah ha'tayba azayis. The malochim are praised. That we talk about the greatness of the Malachim, that they have this midah, Shinamar Behem, Gibare Koyach, Oisei Devaro, Lishma B'Kol Devaro. That the midah, the Sisharim sees that the midah of Gibare Koyach, Oisei Devaro, Lishma B'Kol Devaro, is an expression of the midah of Zerizus. Voimer, a different pasuk, Vachayus, Rotze, Vashayv, Kamari, Abozik, the pasuk, beginning of Yecheskel, in the Maisa Merkava, it says that the Chayus, which is a type of the Malachim, are Rotze, Vashayv, they run back and forth, there's tremendous quick movement. A human being is not a malach, he's an Adam. He cannot reach the madrega of Zerizus that a malach has. As much as we can come close to the madrega of the malachim and the midah of Zerizus, Rosh Yiskar, we should do that. And he prays to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he was zeicher to be the person which says, the pasuk says, "Kashti, I went quickly. I did not wait lishmar mitzvah to do your mitzvahs." That's in the Perek Vav in Silsur Sharm in the midah of Zerizus. So the Silsur Sharm sees that the midah of Gibarei Koyach Oisei Devaroi Lishmar B'Kol Devaroi is the midah of Zerizus. So in Cain, if we're learning the thought process correctly, it means the Sil Sharm is telling us that the Shevach about Klal Yisrael of Nasa, Kadim Nishma, the Klal Yisrael says we're going to do before we hear, right, is the Midah of Zerizus. And that, if we're right about the flow of the Gemara, that is the why Klal Yisrael got two crowns. The crown for doing the mitzvahs and crown for doing the mitzvahs with Zerizus. The Gemara says weiter that there's a story. The Gemara says a story with Rava, that he was sitting and was learning, and he was so involved in his learning, he didn't realize that he was scratching his thumb, and he was causing his thumb to bleed, and there was his thumb was bleeding, and he wasn't realizing it, and there was a tzaduki over there who says to him, "I'm a pazizu. You're a nation which jumps into things. You just jump into things. You don't think." The same way by Matan Torah, that your mouth went before your ears. Before you heard already, you were saying things. It says, so Rabbi said back that we, because we went b'tmimus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we rely on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, V'selef Bagdim Yishtam. Because you go with Tamibas, with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, we trust the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We didn't need to hear it beforehand. Because Tumas Yesharim, the Tamibas of the Yesharim, Tanchim will lead that. We trust him to lead us properly. The Selef Boigdim, the Boigdim, those who rebel against the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so they got to go for Krum, that's the Selef. Yeshadim will throw them down. You need to have that, so you don't understand the Nakuda. So again, there was this Nakuda of the Amma Paziza, you do things quickly. But he accuses us of doing things quickly without thought. And that the Nakuda of jumping and doing is a Nakuda of doing without thought. So there's a Machshava from Rebbe Avraham Grodzinski, Zatzal, the Shenya Kumdom, he was the last Mashgiach of Slobodka. It's also known to us he was a Rebbe's father-in-law, and he was a Chrysler Zatzal's father-in-law, Rabbi Kamenetsky's father-in-law. So Rebbe Avraham has a Ha'or and a Gemara. The Gemara says that a few places the Gemara says that there are different the counsels all made, but they said basically Mikdash is not relevant because Kadam is Rizim. So therefore, there's reason that we don't need to make this Takana. So he said, in general, we find people do things quickly, need more Takanas to protect them from making mistakes. Because they're messing things up and they're knocking things over. Why is Rizis? Right? Why is Riza something which is a guarantee that they won't make a mistake and forget? So we're worried about the problem of a person tilting the nair, but in the Mikdash, by the Mokum or the Maracha, the Mizbeach, we don't need to make a Takana because Kahanim is Rizim Hay. So they're running so quickly, they're not going to make a mistake and increase the fire on Shabbos. Riza and anything usually makes the guy less. Says Vaisos on the Gemara that Riza is not in your feet. Riza is in your mind. Right. It's actually a Rashi in one place, but Rebbe one thing pointed out to me, it's a Rashi in one place. Rashi says the lashon of Zor is Rashi says that he does things. Well, Rashi is the lashon of Zor here, which they're still showing the price of Pinchas Ben Yor is Mechatzin Zahiras and Zerizas, but he says it's the kudah of doing things diligently. It's the total commitment of the person. The Midas Zerizas is the total commitment of the person. Now. There's Ha'ara over here on the Mishnah Sharma. I have a very nice beer on the Mishnah Sharma. He says, called the Ha'ara. The flow of the parak over here says the reason why Jesus is so important because there's so many different ways along the way, things which can go wrong, a person hesitates along the way. He says that Shlomo HaMelech was worried that he make sure let's go quickly to anoint him as the king because there's some of the things which can happen along the way before he gets out to Lamaisa. So you have to make sure you go quickly, etc. So the chor that the mile of Jesus is to prevent you from making the mistakes along the way, the things that can trip you along the way. He says the chor that's not shaykh by a malach. It's not shaykh by a malach. The malach doesn't have anything which is going to stop him from accomplishing what he has to accomplish. So if that's the whole mile. There's nothing intrinsic to the Ma'il of Zrizis what's in the Ge'etah Malach. Weistuch said that's not true. The Ma'il of Zrizis is something intrinsic in the Ma'isa Mitzvah. That the Ma'il of Zrizis is intrinsic in the Ma'isa Mitzvah. The Mitzvah which is dumb is Zrizis. It's because the whole person the whole being of the person is put into the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah which is done by Atzot, the Pshat is that there's two parts of the person. There's the head which is saying, okay, let's gotta do this. And there's the Gufa saying, no. We're having this argument over here. Right? So the result of the argument, right, that we have two sides, is that it gets done slowly. When you put the whole being of the person into something, it means the whole rutzen of the person. The word rutzen comes from the word rutz. You're running to it. The whole rutzen of the person is in it. It's done quickly. So the items which are done with the whole being of the person involved in it, those are actually, that's dumb as reasons. A malach, by definition, that's his mitzias. A malach is defined. Lama who's the tishan lishmi v'hu peli. A malach, his whole mitzias, his shlichus. That's what the word malach means. Malach means a shliach. So that there's no part of the malach which is not part of the ma'isa. So that there's an oisik devor. The whole being of the person is involved in the ma'isa. So they're the oisik devoroi. The whole being is involved in the asiya. So mele, it's done quickly. The shmoya, it's a total commitment to make it happen. Klal Yisrael is coming along and saying, but we're a goof, we're a neshama. So normally there's the goof on one side, the neshama on the other side, and then the neshama's job is to sort of convince the goof to you know, agree, and the goof is saying, you know, I'd rather be sleeping. And that comes, the Klal Yisrael says, Nasa v'nishma. We're committing our whole being to do it. It's the whole being of the goof and the neshama is committed to this act of service to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's nothing left behind. So of course it's done but quickly. It's done. But it's an expression of the hislatus apanimis is lashon of the Sefer Perek later. It's the whole person's on fire. And Perek Zion, he says the whole person's on fire. He's pushed. He's into it. So David Melech says, "Chashti v'lo hismamoti." There was no hesitation. Lishmor mitzvosecha. So Christ is makabel. Wants to is coming to makabel terror. Everyone in the nations, the first question is, "What's maksiv bet?" Means we need to make a decision. It means there's two tzedakim. There's us, and there's the mitzvah. And I have to decide if I want. The answer is, I'm not interested. Christ says there's no tut studim. Kabbalah Satara says there's no tut studim. It's not pshat, there's me and there's Rosh HaMitzvahs. There's me and there's Avodas Hashem. There's me and there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no tut studim. Christ says we are committing our whole being to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to his Avodah, to his Mitzvahs. And in that world, mele, everything is done quickly. Rabbi Ruchim has a ha'orah. He takes this a step weiter. He says, you see that Betzim, this was Yisit Mitzrayim. There's an element of Yisit Mitzrayim, which is the psukim stress, and the more stress is of chipazim. Christ left Mitzrayim, but chipazim. He says, chipazon is when the person wants to rise above the physical reality of this world. In the world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no zman. There's no time. That a mitzvah should take time is because it's a this-worldly mitzvah. A mitzvah should be above time, because a mitzvah belongs to the world of ruchnius. Physically, we have that challenge, but we approximate. We approach infinity, right? You never reach infinity, but you approach infinity. As we approach infinity, the time to stand. There's no concept of time anymore. We go beyond the world of time. The a mitzvah of reasons is when a person steps off of this world into the world of a mitzvah. So the whole being is taken out of this ground into a world of mitzvah. It's the world. That's where the world of ruchni is. The makom where we express the first place we're able to express that our mitzvah as ruchni as opposed to gashmi is a mitzvah which is done as rizis. That's Rabbi Tanya of Tumas Yisharim Tanchei. We have a whole different understanding of the relationship to the Kadosh Baruch Hu than you do. Rabbi Yerucham has a letter, and he actually has a series of letters in Das Tachum Musar, in Chela Gimel, starting from page Reish Tess, right from page Reish Zion. There's Chaver Mechtovim. There's a series of letters that he wrote. The first X amount of letters are between him and his nephew who came to America. And the letters of Chizuk between Rabbi Yerucham to his nephew here in America, and they're like. Like beautiful letters. says the Beit Aleph means the Ben Achiv. His brother's son came to America, and he's writing letters of chizuk to him. The first letter in the series of letters, it's a long letter. At the end of the letter, he talks about the Likud of Nisyonis. This is America before the war. This is Rabbi Yochanan was after in 1936. Right? This is America before the war. And it's the world of Nisyonis. He talks about the element of Nisoyan. He says, we see many times a person has good intentions. They have good plans, good intentions. The world of the Machshava, right? The head, like, you know, the head of Esav ended up in the Maaseh Machpelah. Esav had a good head, you know. He had a lot of good plans, but somewhere along the way from the, or the Velt says it differently. The road to you know where is paved with good intentions, right? His head was good. He says, because you see, a Musig and Chazal show you, they contrast the two. Rashi brings in Chumash, why is there a smichus between the story of Yehuda and Tamar and the story of Yosef and Eishes Potiphar? Because L'shteyem L'shem Shemaim Niskaf. They both had Kavanah L'shem Shemaim. Both saw about it. They had the idea based on the astrology that there's going to be the proper zivik for them was this person. Yehuda's going to be the person who's going to bring the malachim into Klaisel, and Tamar wanted to be zeichah to that, so she's willing to do what it takes to be married to the family of Yehuda. And she saw Beishes Potiphar saw but her etzanidas that she's supposed to marry Yosef, and she's going to do what it takes. The difference between the two is that whereas Tamar along the way was challenged with a tremendous nisayon of being mevazeh somebody, and she chose to be thrown into Kibshon Eish rather than do that, and all of her dreams were going to be thrown out. She with her together with her children would be killed. But her commitment to Toy versus Ra did not deviate. And Eishes Potiphar, when she's spurned, she takes it out on Yosef, she ends up throwing Yosef into a boar. So the intentions were good. Rashi brings from Chazal that Chazal put the two of them on the same level of intention. They both had the Kavanah L'shem Shemaim. But the Gibore Karach, Oysa Deborah, the Shema called Deborah, the ability to take the Ratzin and translate it into the world of Lamaisa and commit to it and make it happen and do the make it happen properly. It means the commitment to Barsham's Ratzin. The translation to Lamaisa makes an nafkamina between the Tamar who was Zeicha through her Maisa at the end of the day, that she's the mother of Mashiach. For her is parents, which eventually is Mashiach. And basically it's Potiphera, which eventually Yosef marries Osnas, which is an adopted daughter, or good, you know, whatever, according to Chazal. But the Chazal refers to as Arura Zeus. She, the story of Yosef, the next Maisa is the Maisa with the later on, the story with the Sarah Mashkim, Sarah Oifim, and why it's important. Rashi says because this Arura, this cursed woman, she could have been a Brucha, she's an Arura. She's in a, the Chazal call her an Arura, a cursed woman. It's not, you know, if Chazal can call a person an Arura, you're really in trouble. It was that ability to say that I'm committing my whole being to doing the mitzvah. I take half, that means I have to hear about throwing myself in the Kibshon Eish. It was a mitzvah above this world. That's the final element of the world of the Nisoyan. So it's not that I get it done as quickly as possible. That's not where it stops. It's the total commitment. The total commitment means as quickly as possible. Total commitment, because that's naturally what's going to happen. If I'm totally committed, there's nothing stopping me back. So why should it take time? I'm just totally into it. So let's get it done, whatever it is. But it also means that anything which comes along the way, I will stop and I will do what this, what's supposed to be done. That's what Chazal say, that the Kahanim is Rizim Hay. So there's reasons with this reasons of not the running like a Meshuggah and they're going to knock everything over. And Adarab, we need tikkunos, bedafka, but Kahanim don't need any tikkunos because they'll be careful. They'll be careful because they want to make sure it's done properly. It's this reasons in the mind together with this reasons in the feet. Sitaka, beautiful. You look at the Josephus has a description where he describes what it was a day in the Beis Hamikdash. He says there was no talking in the Beis Hamikdash. There was no talking. You didn't shmooze in the Beis Hamikdash. You can't shmooze. Halachah, you can't shmooze in the shul. Maybe shows where you shmooze in the Beis Hamikdash, right? You know, hey, Yonke, what's happened lately? You know, your Beis Hamikdash. There was no talking. He says it was total silence. He says there's this beautiful picture of Kahanim, everybody knowing exactly what they had to do, and they're running quickly here and there, and no talking. Nobody had to describe what he had to do. He knew, he committed to his thing, and he did it without any conversation. And the awe, the yira that they had, that's the world of the Kahanim's Rizus. So the ability to tie a Dabar Ruchni to a Dabar Gashmi and become Ruchni is the midah's rizus. So the says, okay, so what do we do? We don't have it. What do we do? We don't have it. He says, you know, the Bereshit made a nes. That is a two-way street. If a person will commit the physical element to it, the davar gashmi shabbai, it will create the ruchni shabbai. It will create the hislatus apanimi. If a person does the maisa with the rizus, with the commitment, with the emotion, with the feeling, the chitzonis maris apanimis and all happen. I have this hargosha. We have the minute to stay up the Shavuos night to learn. It's a minute you saw to stay up Shavuos night to learn. So, you know, different explanations of why. So I saw a pshat that he suggests that the nakuda of, you know, it's not a psychological thing to stay up the whole night. You know, people stay up late to learn, right? You know, it's important to get enough sleep. You know, the Rambam tells you should get enough sleep, right? So what's this thing? You know, you push yourself to stay up extra to learn a little bit extra. You know, chop right another few more minutes before you go to bed. You know, the stories with the Chazon Ish that, you know, he used to calculate exactly how much koyach he had, so that he would learn until he had to the last mashal koyach, until he could make it to the bed. There's a story one time he didn't make it to the bed, he fell asleep on the floor. That's not normal. Like, that's not, you know, responsible human being, you know, to take care of his body. You know, that's true. But most people, when they're in love, they do crazy things. Right? Yeah, you sit and schmooze the whole night with your wife. Because you're in love. We're in love with the Kodesh Baruch. Schmooze night, we do crazy things. We're in love with the Kodesh Baruch. That's somebody suggested a pshat. I'm saying that, but I'm saying that you got to take it a step beyond that. In the world of Gashmi, when the person is just Gashmi, yes, it doesn't make any, go to sleep. What are you staying up for? With a person who tied his Gashmi to Ruchni, he made that commitment, his whole being is committed, and he takes himself off of this land and off of this earth, and he flies into the Shemayim. He gets his wings to be raised above this world, because he took himself into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's arms. Who needs sleep? They said, one of the other Chassidus, one time he said, he says, you know, he finds Tanais very difficult, except for two of them, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. He says, on Tisha B'Av, who could, not about Tanaisim, not eating. He says, on Tisha B'Av, who can eat on Tisha B'Av? How can you eat? You're so sad. Who wants to eat? I remember my father, Olav Shalom, was Nifter. And I had no chesed to eat. My father was like, food meant zero to me. I remember, you know, that they put food in front of me, I ate. They wouldn't put food in front of me, I wouldn't have eaten. In the middle of the day, so who needs food? And Yom Kippur, who needs to eat? And Yom Kippur, you're a malach. You're with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who needs to eat? Who needs to sleep when you're a malach? It's the whole mouth of the person, the whole being of the person is connected to something a bit greater and bigger than himself. It's that zrizus, that gibarika oisid devar, the Shema called the word. I'm connected. I'm committed. I'm tying myself to the world above me. So there's no tut stodim in me. There's not the goof saying I don't want, and the Shema saying I want, and it slows us down. There's no drag. The rocket is flying, and there's no friction stopping it. There's nothing stopping it. What slows you down is the drag, it's the friction. There's no friction because there's no tunstadim. So who needs sleep? Why would you want to sleep? Like, what would sleep? What does that word mean? Rabbi Rosenbaum mentioned, I think he mentioned it by the Shabbos Agadol Drasha. A gentleman, I don't know, says, you know, felt like he felt like he's really out of his learning, you know, he needs to get back into his learning, he hasn't had real commitment, etc. So he made up an idea over Shulis. He's in a chaz over a Masechta. Masechta's Kedushin. Any two blot. 48 hours. Be done. That meant not Shavuos night, my friend. That's not Shavuos night. That's Shavuos. That's Shavuos night. That's Shavuos day. Shavuos afternoon. Second night. Second day. It was his whole mouth was given over to the 42, the 80 to 80, 83 blot of a Masechta. He didn't finish. He only got to Daf Ayin something. He says, okay, no problem. So I'll finish the next day. So the next day he finished. Like most people, the day after Shavuos, they're not into finishing off 10 blot, you know? He had 10 blot left, like 11 blot left. That's what Shavuos is. Shavuos is, you go to a chasna, you know, a chasna goes to a chasna, a very goes to a chasna, you're a very good friend. I don't know, you dance. And you know, dancing is tiring. But when you're dancing, you don't feel it. After you finish, you go back to come home the next day, you know, later on that night, you go back to and you feel it in every part of your body. But while you're dancing, you don't feel it. I know for myself, you know, while I'm dancing, I pay for it afterwards. I have arthritis in both my knees. I have arthritis in my problems with my feet. I dance my chas, I have a great time. I come back to those, I pay for it tremendously. But b'shas ma'ase, I don't feel it. Because you're in, Shavuos is a chasna. It's a chasna with the Rebbe Shalom. You know, there's a minute by the sun, they read a ksuva, they have a ksuva. There's a ksuva dinklaisu in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is read on, they have a minute, they read the ksuva. This is an awesome, beautiful thing. Shavuos is a chasam tinklaisu on the Baruch Shalom's Torah. So you sleep, you know, but who needs sleep? Yeah, you eat because there's something, you know, happening by a chasam, you have to have a meal. Right? You have to be sameach by the chasam, so you have to have a meal, the Morsa Delof, you have to have you need lochem. Because the goof also is committed to this thing. The goof is also into this thing. But who needs sleep? I'm dancing. You know, chasna goes to 1 in the morning. I was by chasna in England. I don't know. It's an awesome thing. Chasna in England. They had to do it. It started at 2 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon it started. I left there at 11 o'clock at night. It's still going. Like Americans, you know, the chasna, you know, by you know, 3 hours, 4 hours, but Americans have got it in their mind already. They make a chasna. They take the day off. So it's a Kabbalah's Ponim at 1 o'clock, you know, and then but 2 o'clock is the Chuppah, and then after the Chuppah there's another Kabbalah's Ponim, and then there's a break, and then there's a meal, and then there's right there Kabbalah's Ponim, and then there's another meal, and then this person speaks, and that person speaks, and this person makes a toast to the queen, and they dance, and then they another toast to the queen, and they dance some more, and you know, I'm an American, I've got it in my mind, you know, like, you know, what, it's a chasnik, what's your rush, where are you going? We're here to dance, we're here to celebrate. That's Shavuos. Where are you going? To bed? Like, that's what you want to do on Shavuos? You want to sleep? They say that there's one of the Gedolim came to America. You know, you could tell him it wasn't a well-known Gedolim. It was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik came to America. He didn't sleep on Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos Malka. The queen came to your house. You go to sleep? Imagine, the queen came to your house. And the queen sitting in your house, there with you for... You're not going to go to sleep. You're going to talk to the queen. You're going to celebrate with the queen. You're going to have bread with the queen. Why would you want to sleep? But he couldn't understand why somebody would want to sleep on Shabbos. Now we relate to sleeping on Shabbos. You know, we have our, you know, we have all the chazals to support it. The person who feels the world of Ruchnius, and he threw himself into the world of Ruchnius, and he has a hargosh of Ruchnius on a Shabbos. He has a hargosh of Ruchnius when he learns a lot of Gemara, and he threw himself out of the world of Gashmius. And so he took his Gashmius and it said, "It stopped fighting me, but be committed with me." The Gashmius also wants the Ruchnius. That's what the Gashmius, you know, he's not thinking about the cheesecake. Most guys will tell you that Shavuos night, they're able to learn the whole night without really a hefsek. Because the energy, the excitement carries you. That's taka true. 1 o'clock in the afternoon when there's nobody else in base matters, it's a little bit harder. Right? It is. 4 o'clock in the afternoon when there's a few people in base matters, it's a little bit harder, you know. But that's our challenge. Our challenge is that act of the kudam zrizus. The zrizus is that decision in our mind that we don't want the gashmis to be the drag and the friction, the thing which is stopping my rocket from flying high. I'm a malach. I fly. We're like malachim. Okay, we're not malach like malachim. Not so we can't be malach like a malach. We want to fly as high as we can. We want that the Gashmias is committed together with the Ruchnias. That we made a decision, we thought about it, it's with the cup. The cup is saying, what do you mean? Life is about Gashmias? What do you mean? Life is not something besides the Torah? Ruchem writes to his nephew, he says, life is about the dollar? In the middle of the davening Shemoneh Esrei and you're thinking about money? You're standing in front of the Melech and you're thinking about money? That's what life is about. You're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. You're thinking about your business deal? You're thinking about food? You're thinking about sleeping? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're going to the Akedah Hashem. What time are we going to sleep tonight? There's no room for Gashmias in the world of Ruchnias. Not the Gashmias isn't that the Gashmias is much more geshmak. It's meshubah to the Ruchnias. It feels the Ruchnias. You can feel the Ruchnias in your bones. The beauty of the Hebrew to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Shavuos. That's the commitment you want to get out of a Shavuos. That you want to come out of Shavuos energized. That you're pushing ready to sit down and learn another Temple out the next day. Because what else would you want to do the day after Shavuos? Okay, so we're not there, so we need to sleep. We need to eat. But we shouldn't make it a tachlis. This is a conversation, Kishal Atzma. Because I'll say that Ben Saramur, the Hayyabal and Nivra, El Dresh Rekabal Skar, the Ibn Ezra says, awesome one. Ibn Ezra, you know, he's a rationalist, Ibn Ezra. You know, he's like, he's not like, you know, one of these big Bali Musar, and he's not one of these big, you know, Kabbalists, you know. He's a rationalist, the Ibn Ezra. He says, Nidal Shem Sefer, what did he do wrong? He says, a person who makes his focus food, he come out Apikurus. That's the Lashon of the Ibn Ezra. Come out Apikurus. And in Apikurus, he talk, I have to destroy. That's what Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says it. You know, I mean, they're not like, you know, Bal Musa or Rishos Alantar says it. It's an Ibn Ezra. You know, the rationalist Ibn Ezra says it. Person says, he went there to Israel. He went there to Israel. Yeah, and he had a geschmack of time. He went to the pizza shop. You know, and this pizza shop and that pizza, you compare the pizza shops and compare the restaurants. I went to Lakewood. There's a good pizza shop over there. There's a good restaurant over there. That's what you accomplish in Lakewood. There's a base medrash over there where there's this booming sound of the Bereshim's Torah, and you can push it, sit there at 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's this seber running around, you're learning Torah still. You get to 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's just the Bereshim's Torah going at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what Lakewood is. Say, there's a good place to eat on the J2 over there, you know, by Shadeka Plaza. You know. That's what Ibn Ezra is saying. You don't get it. That Shavuos is when we got it. We got it. Yeah, I got it. That, so I need to transplant the 5,000 people there to the one guy sitting in the base at 1 o'clock in the morning without that. Oh, that's a challenge. That's our challenge. That's our Kabbalah. That's what we're aiming for on Shavuos. A commitment, a chazorah. Okay, how many blood did you learn this year so far? 40 blood? 50 blood? 60 blood? Shavuos, 50 blood. You can do it. Not Shavuos night. Between Shavuos night and Shavuos day. What are you doing anyway? So you won't sleep so much. But I can promise you, after Shavuos like that, you're so energized that the next day you'll go home for a bit. We have an off Shabbos, the guys have a chance to recover a little bit. You go home, and your parents are like, what happened to you? Like, base medrash. Yeah, base medrash. It's a love song. You know, I'm a sugar nut. It's like a crazy. But I'm crazy. I'm in love.